kickoff hour number three of the Monday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have our listener map there. You go to map.freetalklive.com to get on it. And it's totally free. Again, map.freetalklive.com. Again, our number 800-259-9231. The deal here is you bring up whatever you want. Otherwise, well, we're going to talk about the cutters, because there's more to say on this. In fact, we have somebody on the line here that wants to get into this with us. We're going to go to the phones immediately because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Marielle in New York. Marielle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing?
We're doing a radio show.
How are you? Okay. So you were talking earlier about how you didn't understand why people cut. And so there's a couple interesting theories about it. Well, I'm not sure if they're right, but... So you've heard of runner's high, right?
Right.
Yeah. You get done running a few laps, and you got a buzz.
Or if you run for 40 minutes or something.
Rush.
Yeah, and endorphins.
It's,
yeah.
It's a similar thing happens whenever you hurt yourself. If you cut yourself, your brain gets flooded with endorphins, which is, if you know what morphine is, it's basically morphine.
Right. So, but then you hurt.
It does hurt, but apparently, for some people, they get the endorphin rush out of running, which hurts too, and or cutting, which hurts. And
running doesn't hurt really. I mean, you might have some sore muscles.
Yesterday, it hurt.
Running hurts me. Trust
okay,
me.
Okay, all right. Well, now why can't these kids just do drugs or something? I mean, wouldn't that be a better option?
Maybe it's cooler to cut yourself. I don't know.
I don't know. Now,
it's
so you
free.
Don't personally have any experience with this?
No. I'm just suggesting. And the other thing is self-inflicted wounds only hurt like half as much. Like if you know you're going to experience pain, you only get about 50% of it as opposed to surprise pain. So.
Huh. That's true. That's just like the same thing where it's almost impossible to tickle yourself. It's a
right.
sensation
yeah.
you're expecting, so it's a
Makes
lot of
sense.
The surprise is taken out of it.
So it might be effective, you know, the endorphin rush, and it's not as painful as it could be, so maybe that combines, you know.
But it still cuts you.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, as a college age, you're in college, correct?
Yes.
Okay, as a college-aged female, we read a statistic last hour that says that 17% of college-aged people are engaging in this behavior, either cutting or perhaps burning themselves. Are you aware of anybody around you that is doing this sort of thing?
No. Was it a self-report study?
Ooh, I don't know. Torgo, you'll have to answer that.
I'll have to pull that back up.
I'm sure it was
it
where...
It probably is. They usually are. They give you a survey, and they say, have you ever cut yourself? And... A lot of kids probably when they answer that, like, oh, yeah, when I was 8, I, you know, took a kitchen knife and sort of, like, touched it on my wrist, but I didn't, you know, maybe got, like, through two layers of skin and didn't really cause any bleeding, and that's
right.
cutting myself. So.
Right, well, I was thinking when I heard the phraseology of, have you ever cut yourself, when we were talking
like,
about that survey. Well, yeah, like, that's what I was hearing. Yes, I cut myself this weekend while I was working on the house.
No, the question asked was, have you ever purposefully injured yourself?
Okay.
Oh, have you ever? I thought this was, are you currently a cutter? So these are 17% who are saying, I've hurt myself in the past,
or,
not necessarily in the past week.
Right, but even so, 17% of the kids who are currently in college have engaged in this behavior. Even if they're not doing it this week, they have engaged in purposely injuring themselves.
Now,
got it.
Once again,
I have a... It's just, you know, the media being like, ooh, this is a cool study, and you know, people will pay money to hear interesting things like this that don't really have any relevance, but...
I think the issue is relevant. I mean, the statistics, you know, they're questionable, of course.
But self-report studies in themselves are really questionable. I mean, you can't really get a really good assessment of what's going on from that. From people
Understood.
Telling you what they're doing.
Understood, but nonetheless, I mean, this is very real. I mean, we've just from talking about it, we received a call. The board op admitted to trying it once. I mean, apparently it's really out there. So, Marielle, any other thoughts for us?
But I'm not sure it's as big a problem as people make it out to be. I mean, if people want to cut themselves a little bit, there's a point where it can get pretty extreme and damaging, but I think you'll find it's a very, very small number of people.
Well, I think it's kind of like tattoos.
The 17% is probably including your average everyday person who's like, ooh, something sharp. Hmm.
I think that it's probably inflated, too. But I think that the self-mutilation is the kind of thing that comes back and gets you. I have tattoos that I got in, like, 1990 and 1991, and I really wish I hadn't. I mean, they're just...
they spread, and I don't like tattoo.
What's that?
You get a blacklight tattoo. No, it won't show in the daytime. It'll only show under blacklight.
Never heard of such a thing.
But pretty UV, neat, though. UV, I guess, inserted into your skin. UV reactive.
That sounds creepy, really.
Mariel, anything else on your mind tonight?
No.
Thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. By the way, Mariel's one of our Shriners at Free Talk Live.
Yes,
actually, if I was going to do that, I would get like a voodoo skull tattooed on my face. And then, under a
awesome.
Black light, just this ghostly skull would appear over my
wow.
face.
That is really awesome. I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, don't do that either.
That
kids, don't do that crap either.
We've been surfing around over at selfmutilation.net, and I'm here on their message board. And here's somebody that is kind of explaining why it is that they do what they do, why they cut.
Okay.
From Enraptured. I've gone through every single page. Every post made, every poem written, I've checked out the links. I'm irreparably intrigued and fascinated. I must fight to not drown in the world of allure. We share a common bond. The tearing of our flesh, usually from the sharp blade of a chosen razor and or favorite knife, gives us pleasure, while reminding us we still walk among the living by sent...
Now,
I guess they were
you're reading
that.
That wrong. This is a breathy-voiced pagan female.
Oh, well, I don't know what that sounds like.
There's no way this is anything but a breathy voiced female, probably between the ages of 18 and 22, who owns several books written by Silver Ravenwolf.
Who's that?
Someone who writes books like To Ride a Silver Broomstick and other awful Wiccan things. Is that or just some goth? Just awful goth person.
By the way, I'm now discovering that we've had two different board ops so far tonight. The first one tried it, didn't like it. The guy who's on now, Bob, he used to be a cutter. So, I mean, of our two board ops, 100% of them were cutters.
Well, what else can you do in Minnesota?
Anyway, back to the...
While you're operating board.
Back to the message board post here. I'm going to read it how I'm going to read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go ahead.
What can I do?
Go ahead.
It gives us pleasure while reminding us we still walk among the living by sending pain signals to our brain. Our limb of choice feels the pain, but we do not. We take pleasure. We bless the release cutting gives us. We do not quit ever. Sure, you can go into remission and stay that way for years upon years, but you are never cured. Self-mutilation is a deep addiction, an uncontrollable need and urge, the sexual innuendo of a dark world and a ghost that haunts our thoughts.
Okay, this freakazoid just doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. Now, I told you, I cut myself when I was in high school. I don't have any desire. It's been 20 years. Is it in 20 years in remission?
But
you
didn't cut yourself for a release. You cut yourself because you thought the scar looked cool, and you were trying to impress people with your
trying
manly...
to fit in.
You were look at my manly scar.
Yeah,
that's what you were doing. You weren't, I feel pain on the inside, and now I must feel it on the outside, for only when my pain matches both inward and outward can I truly be whole.
I will bleed out the pain. It's a drug, she says. It's a pure grain whiskey. It is in our nature, and we are the few and the rare. I long to find the one who will understand why I need to slice my beautiful flesh and make it all ugly.
I can almost guarantee you that anyone who wrote that doesn't have an inch of beautiful flesh on their body.
You're probably right. To tell you the truth, I think scabs and scars are so beautiful. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Find a friend, stupid.
800-259-9231. We'll come back with more. You take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is your show. And that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, we have the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts are there for you. And you can get interactive with about 1,200 people there. It's all totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org.
Signed it or I'll cut myself.
So as always here, when a serious issue like cutting comes up here on Free Talk Live, we approach it with the most reverence for the individuals involved. No, we're making fun of cutters. It's really, really sad. I mean, it is a sad topic. It's a sad issue.
It is. It's sad to think that that's where you, where your life is. I have so many problems and so few tools to solve my problems that I have to cut myself.
Right. As though your problems are so unique, so original, that no one else has ever handled problems such as yours before. The burden upon you is so great that, you know, no one's ever been through this. And this is what a lot of their attitudes are, is that,
yep.
No, you can't understand. You can't understand my pain.
My dad gets angry when I don't get good grades, and I just failed a test. I need to slice deeply into my arm. What?
Oh, so we're in the middle of a message board post, which was posted on selfmutilation.net, just sort of sharing with you these people's mindset, how it is that they think about themselves.
Again, selfmutilation.net has message boards that are open to anyone.
Yeah, that's true. So this is from...
Just want to reiterate that point.
Go in and vilify these nut jobs.
That's not what I said. I just said that they have message boards. That's all.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So anyway, this
Don't listen to him. He used to be a cutter.
This is from Raptured. She says she thinks that scabs and scars are so beautiful. And I need someone who'll not try to stop me if I should ever need to cut. But I have pretty much given up on ever finding this special person. Maybe it's because the people you find care about your well-being and think it's probably a bad idea for you to slice into your skin with a razor blade. That might just be me. She says, I'd settle for a friend who'll just turn away and walk out the door the minute that I press a blade to my arm. I cannot stand those who actually try to take the blade away from me. No, I'm not trying to kill myself.
Slap some sense into my... dumb wailing butt.
If you're not trying to kill yourself, then don't bother with the cutting.
If I wanted to kill myself, it would be in the privacy of my bathroom when one is not watching. I'm simply...
As opposed to out in public where you're cutting yourself down?
Because I'm in dire need of
just
attention.
Just sitting there at the table at KFC, you've got your little mashed potatoes, and you're like, these are kind of... These mashed potatoes taste old. I have to cut myself right here. Maybe if I bleed into the potatoes, I can take the pain back into myself.
Red gravy.
Okay. She says, I'm simply in need of a release, and this is the only way I can feel this certain kind of release. Release. I'm tired of emotional pain. I try so hard to build up a wall of silliness, of being a social whore. Inside, I'm dark. I swim in an ocean of melancholy.
I swim in an ocean of melancholy. I hope you drown.
I still do not know how to build a boat and row to land. I need someone to build this boat for me. Nobody knows how. Nobody knows how, nor are they willing to even try.
I hate it when people try to help me. I can't get through this. I need people to try to help me. What? What did you just say? Don't try to help me. Try to help me.
Look.
Give me a boat.
This person solves their problem by cutting themselves. Okay? It's clear. Brains, not high on the list.
Don't stop me from cutting. Just build me a boat so I can get on it and cut myself off into the sunset.
Pull me from these waters, from this ocean of melancholy in which I swim. Build me a boat to peace and tranquility where I can cut myself in peace.
I don't know if I've ever cried from laughing so much on the air. Since I tried to it's almost done here. Since I tried to hide from emotional pain, I turned to physical pain. However, after having been a self-mutilator for years, it no longer hurts to slice away. I find myself being forced to cut just a little more deep. But I must restrain myself. I must use control. I must not slip. I digress once again. I shall refrain from speaking further. I shall be coming back every now and then and checking for updates. Nathan, this is the guy that runs the site, you have my blessing for whatever it is you decide to do with your life.
You'll come back if you can type, if you haven't cut through all the tendons connecting your fingers.
God.
I have to cut deeper and deeper. Last week I hit bone. All right.
Oh, man.
I'm done. We've got to be done with this.
The last one is very short. It's like three sentences, but this is the greatest thing I've ever read.
Is this from the message board as well?
It is. Posted by Helena, also known as Sanguinary.
What is a sanguinary?
Sanguine is of relating to blood.
Yes.
I see.
Similar to me, you see, I've grown so used to self-mutilation, I've grown an obsession for knives. Especially collectible ones, to hold with honor and bleed. Now, back to the subject. We, self-mutilators, will become dominant.
Such, no, they won't.
Such
they'll get infections and die. You're not going to dominate people that don't have cuts?
How are you going to be dominant? Every time there's a problem, you'll all just huddle and cut yourself. You can't dominate anything if you spend most of your time weeping in a fetal position. Ugh. Either get over yourself or kill yourself. One of those two, please.
Nathan for president.
Such tragedy, such sorrow, much hate. Enduring, overwhelming. But that is just my opinion as I hold a rose to my bloody scars and regain my name.
Her name is Sanguinary.
No, Helena.
Oh. But I think she's regaining Sanguinary because every time she cuts, she regains her name.
I don't care.
I hope she gains some sanity.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
You know, it's not like she can't go on to be a worthwhile...
I hope she gains arterial bleeding.
She can go on to be a constructive citizen, but this... Silly.
I refuse to believe that.
You know what I'd like to know, though? I mean, this other person that's enraptured that I read from, she's talking about how she wants to find somebody that she can cut around without them, you know, lunging to try to take away the blade, that sort of thing. Why don't they just use their forum to meet up with one another? I mean, get together. For instance, the individuals that are into sadomasochism, they have forums.
Yep, and there's S&M clubs and stuff like that. Why can't there be a cutters club?
Right. Why don't they have group cutting sessions? Well, they can all get together and share blades. Oh, that's not a good idea now, is it?
Maybe not sharing blades. But there could be like a nightclub. They play goth music and call it like the Dripping Dagger or something like that. All of these people can go in and their spandex with their facial piercings and just cut.
Listen to Depeche Mode.
Listen to Depeche Mode and just cut and weep out the words to personal Jesus.
Our board op says the Cut State Project. More on the way. It's your show, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah, by the way, coming up, Hell 666. The party's tomorrow night. We'll fill you in.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Even if it's depressing and horrible. Tegan here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online.
If it is depressing, we'll just make fun of you.
All right. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. If you missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, an entire year's worth of archives, and that should make you happy, especially because we give them to you for free.
Mm-hmm.
Freetalklive.com. Hey, from ABC News, the AP reporting that they're planning on having a hot time in hell on Tuesday. The day bears the
date. As opposed to any other day?
The day bears the date of 6-6-2006, which some people, of course, are abbreviating to 666, a number that carries a hellish significance for some people. And there's not a snowball's chance in hell that the day will go unnoticed in the unincorporated hamlet 60 miles west of Detroit, Michigan. Nobody's more fired up than John Colon, the town's self-styled mayor and owner of a souvenir shop. What does it mean to be a self-styled mayor? Does that mean you're not actually the mayor, but you pretend as though you are?
Well, there are many towns in America that aren't, in fact, they're not incorporated municipalities. They are postal designations. For instance, would you like some examples? I can only tell you ones that are local.
I know what you mean. Know what you mean. Okay.
So, and it says that hell is an unincorporated area.
It does say that. Now I understand. Yep. So he's just sort of self-appointed himself the mayor, basically?
Well, yeah, he's like, I'm the mayor of hell because I own the souvenir shop and we sell little plastic devil things.
He may very well be the most influential man in the area, and so he's just like, he can make decisions, so he's like, I might as well be the mayor if nothing else.
Well, somehow the AP got his phone number.
You know, he's the tire king, or you know how guys are. Guys love to call themselves the
pretzel
king. The one in charge,
yeah.
You know, I'm the king. Of course, it's never I'm the pretzel king.
Right,
peasant.
I'm Jesus. I mean, self-styled Jesus, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, he says, I've got 666 t-shirts and mugs. I'm only ordering 666 of them, so once they're gone, that's it, said Cologne, also known as Odium Plenty.
Huh?
He says everyone who comes will get a letter of authenticity saying, you've celebrated June 6, 2006 in hell.
In hell.
Most of Cologne's wares will sell for $6.66, including deeds to 1 square inch of hell. Can he do that?
If it's property he owns.
I guess.
If he owns it.
That's not bad, I guess. $6 for an inch? I don't know.
No, not good.
Live entertainment and costume contests are planned. The gates of hell should be installed at a children's play area in time for the festivities.
He says, come on, kids, right here through the gates of hell to your merry-go-round.
He says they're 8 feet tall, 5 feet wide, and each gate looks like flames. And when they're closed, it's a devil's head. Mike Smitty Hickey, owner of the Damn Side Inn, wasn't sure what kind of clientele would be showing up on Tuesday, He says, we're all about having fun here. I don't think we're going to get the cult crowd, the devil worshippers, or anything like that.
It'll be Satanists, goths, and cutters. That's,
you think?
Absolutely.
I sure wouldn't spend the money to go up there.
You don't think a fun-loving group of Christian soldiers would show up?
I don't think so at all.
Let's go have a party in hell. We'll show that devil we're not afraid of him.
Doesn't seem
like. And they walk through the city, onward, Christian soldier.
Did you say you wouldn't go, Mark?
I'm not interested.
Really?
I'm not saying that I wouldn't go, but I'm just not interested.
I might just go to see who did show up at that party.
Yeah, I've got better things to do.
Not that I'm a party person. I don't go to parties for the most part. Whose bar? Anyway, let's see. Oh, yes, the guy, Mr. Hickey, the owner of the inn, says his bar's signature concoction, of course, is the Bloody Devil, which is a variant of the Bloody Mary. Cologne, meanwhile, has been in touch with radio stations as far away as San Diego and Seattle that are raffling off trips to hell in honor of 666. So you're actually going to have a bunch of crazy radio listeners coming in from around the country, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you just won a trip to hell right here on Wacky 192
WZZZ. The 666 revelry is just the latest chapter in the town's storied history of publicity stunts, according to one of its 72 year-round residents. Wow, 72 people live in hell. As the mayor calls them, hellions or hellbillies. But Latef, the guy that's lived there for a long time, he wasn't particularly amused. He says, now, here I am living in hell, taking my kids to church and trying to teach them the right things, and the town where we live is having a 666 party.
Now, hold on. Is this the mayor, the self-styled mayor?
This is a man
just an old man.
In town.
Okay.
Oh, did you have something? You just was curious?
Oh, no, that's what it sounded to me like you had said.
Well, doesn't it seem strange that a good Christian would even be living in a place like this? I mean, he's offended by the fact that the town's having a 666 party. He's offended by that, but
I'm
yet he's not offended by the name of the town.
I'm somewhat offended by the fact that they're having a 666 party myself, and I don't know why they call it hell, but I imagine it's something that's just sort of cropped up.
Well, actually, according to... It's like you've read this article or something.
No, I haven't read it. I can just tell you. How would some place get to be called hell?
According to the town's...
This place is a lot like hell!
According to the town's semi-official website... There are two possible theories about how hell got its name. The first holds that a pair of German travelers stepped out of a stagecoach one sunny afternoon in the 1830s, and one said to the other, "So schön in hell," roughly translated as "so bright and beautiful."
Mm.
Their comments were overheard by some locals, and the name stuck. The second story holds that George Reeves was asked after Michigan gained statehood what he thought of the town that he helped settle should be called. And he reportedly replied, "I don't care. You can name it Hell if you want to." The name Hell became official on October 13th, 1841. And then apparently the website for the town is helltoyou.com.
Now, how can the name of the town officially be Hell if the town isn't actually officially a town?
I don't know. You've asked too many questions now. Because the article's done. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Well, it was hell in Tiananmen Square in 1989, yesterday. June 4th, 1989, is the massacre of Beijing. Mm-hmm. It's the Beijing massacre, not the Tiananmen Square massacre. How do I know? Well, I actually just happened to watch a documentary about the entire thing last night, curiously enough. And... what an amazing story about what happened there. In case you aren't familiar with it, in case you're like me and all you ever saw from Tiananmen Square was the picture of the guy standing in front of the tank, there's much more to that story, as you might imagine. Mark, are you aware of what happened in Tiananmen Square?
I know that there was a rebellion at the time. I didn't really understand it. I didn't watch the news enough.
Right. Essentially, what just in a nutshell, what happened was there were students that had gathered in Tiananmen Square protesting. In fact, they really didn't know what they were protesting. They were protesting because they didn't like what the Chinese government was up to. And they were protesting for democracy, but they didn't know what democracy actually was.
Right, knew it was better.
Well, they just knew it was something else, and they wanted it. Even though they weren't even sure exactly the whole idea.
I'd take democracy over what they had in Red China.
Oh, sure, sure. And so they were there.
I don't believe in democracy. I think it's a bad system, but I'll take it over that.
I believe they were in there for a number of weeks, like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I'm not sure exactly how long it lasted, but the protests just, you know, it kept growing. Students from around China kept arriving at this protest, And the government was basically pleading with them to get out. Eventually, the head guy in charge declared martial law, and that's when things got really messy. 800-259-9231. We'll fill you in a little bit more at Tiananmen Square, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get firsthand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
Oh, porcupine.
That's correct. Okay. That kind of pork. All right. So we're talking about Tiananmen Square. The anniversary was yesterday, and I happened to just happened to watch a hour-long documentary about the story behind Tiananmen Square. In fact, it was from the History Channel called Tiananmen Square Declassified, because apparently recently the Chinese government had released some previously classified transcripts from some of the meetings that they'd had. So the insiders in their communist government had had secret meetings about what to do about the Tiananmen Square protesters, and so now this information has come out and been released.
Well, one, it would be pretty clear that parking a tank in front of this kid was a bad idea. When that photo went around the world. So that giving them the opportunity
for that. Well, they didn't park the tank in front of the kid. The kid ran out in front of the tank.
Whatever it was, they made a mistake.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, let's just recap here. What happened was you had throngs of students in Tiananmen Square. I mean, it was an entire, imagine Woodstock. In fact, it was likened back then to sort of China's Woodstock. There was people there camping out. There was food. There was sort of like, it was like a little mini city had been born in Tiananmen Square. The people were living there. And they were there protesting. What they were protesting, they weren't really too sure. But they wanted change. And that's not really relevant. What's relevant is what the communist government did to these students. They said, look, you either leave or we're going to enact martial law. And when we enact martial law, we're going to roll tanks in here. We're going to bring the military in to force you out of this square. So the real mistake, the question is, Mark, is it a mistake for the communist government to crack down on protesters? In their mind, it absolutely was not a mistake, because if they had allowed, in the minds of the communists, if they had allowed this protest to continue, if they had allowed the protesters to, for instance, get their way, and that is, get what they wanted. I forget what exactly. It had something to do with a revolutionary leader having them reverse a stance on something. Anyway, the students wanted something from the communist government. So if they allowed the protest to continue, it would look bad for the communists. It would look as though they'd lost their grip, right? I mean, there was already thousands of students in Tiananmen Square, so it already sort of was looking bad for them. The question is, do they roll in the tanks or not? From their perspective, the answer was absolutely yes.
Well, I would say that they should have just ignored them.
And then they just let them go away eventually?
Yeah, eventually they would. They get hungry.
Well, they were eating.
They go home.
People were bringing
whatever.
Food. People were contributing.
Big deal.
In fact, the entire city of Beijing was behind it. There was one point at which the military was coming. I forget the reason again. I only watched a documentary, so I don't retain. I didn't retain everything. But the military at one point was called in for some reason to a show of force or something like that, but not actually under the martial law. So they didn't have authority to. They didn't have orders to kill anybody at that point.
Right.
But when the military was ordered in, the people in Beijing just. Average people, not the college students in the square, the people from the shops in their homes, came out and blocked the streets. They wouldn't allow the military to actually drive through the streets.
Hmm.
They were climbing on top of their vehicles and things like that. I mean, the streets were packed with people. They couldn't move. So the Chinese government eventually said, okay, enough. They'd had a couple talks with the students, and in fact, it was pretty amazing watching this happen, because the students demanded the talks to actually happen on state television, and the Chinese government allowed that. So what you had was a situation on Chinese communist state-controlled television. This four or five students were meeting with the premier. I'm not sure what his title is, but one of the top guys in China, and essentially, the top guy in China was sort of chewing out the kids. As though he was their father, saying, you're bad. You're bad kids. But the kids talked back to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
They talked back to the supreme leader on state-run television. I mean, the unmitigated gall of these protesters was something to be seen, to be held, in, especially in Chinese communist China.
They actually did a live presentation. See, that's where they made their mistake.
Right. It was certainly a mistake to allow this meeting to even happen, let alone put it on television,
well,
let alone live.
Oh, no, it's absolutely a good idea. Well, it's a good idea to have the meeting, and it's a good idea to film it.
Right.
It's a bad idea to show it live. Then you take the film, you chop it up, you make it look like everything you want it to look like, and then you put it on.
So after the meeting, then the main guy, he ordered martial law. And actually what's interesting was it took several days for them to actually attack the city of Beijing. They sort of moved the military around the outskirts of the city.
Takes a while to do military stuff now.
Took a while. In fact, there was a group of students that were riding through the streets of Beijing. I think they called themselves the Flying Tigers or something like that. And they were...
Well, the Flying Tigers are a World War II...
I don't remember their exact name. They were observing the troop positions.
It would make sense, though.
They were observing the troop positions and reporting back, that sort of thing. And I was thinking to myself, if these guys had guns, these students, if they had guns and things were really getting, and they didn't have guns, which is why the slaughter happened that happened next. But if they wanted to, they could have, for instance, reconned who the leaders of the troops were, the brass, and they could have taken them out, which would have really done a lot for their position. But they were just protesting, and so the military moved in. But they had to move in from the outskirts of the city. And as I told you before, the first time they tried to move the military in, the people of Beijing, not the students, blocked their path. Well, this time, they blocked their paths again. However, this time, the military had orders to do whatever it took to get to Tiananmen Square. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. Only moments remain here. You might be able to sneak your call in. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. If you want to support the show, if you want to see the show get on more radio stations, get on more people's internet connections, you can help us by going to amp.freetalklive.com, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier like over 230 of our listeners have done. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. And you can enjoy the whole website for free, so it's totally voluntary. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks. You get access to classic archives and more. And there's more details on all the other things that we're going to do with the AMP program there at amp.freetalklive.com.
So yeah, they get a lot of classic archives for their $3 a month, isn't that correct?
Well, I mean, we post a new one every $25 total. So as time goes on, new classic archives are posted.
So there's how many up there now?
There's only 6 at any given time, because okay. If we were to allow you to get them all at once, then you might just amp once, get them all, and then leave.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about Tiananmen Square, the Beijing Massacre, as it should be called, where essentially what you had was a protest going on in the square, and then
At one point, the Chinese government ordered martial law to suppress the protest, to disperse the protesters. However, the military had to get from the outside of Beijing to the center of the city, to Tiananmen Square. And that didn't prove simple because the residents of Beijing were with the protesters. And so when the military came and was preparing to move into the city, the residents filled the streets once again to actually physically block the military from coming in. That's when they opened fire and just with heavy artillery, machine guns, just started blasting their own Chinese citizens. In fact, the Chinese government, when it was all said and done, admitted 300 deaths, but Western experts have put that number in the thousands of innocent people that were doing nothing beyond just trying to support the students in the square. Of course, they ended up all leaving after time, and now every year thereafter, on the anniversary, there are news stories like this one from Reuters that talk about how the Chinese police have undercover officers in the square on the anniversary day, prepared to take people down for unfurling a banner or kneeling to pray or doing anything that might resemble remembering Tiananmen Square. They are cracking down, and it's just not allowed.
Yeah, it's illegal to make any reference to it.
You know, I was wondering about Beijing. Do you think that the Chinese restaurants in Beijing serve Peking duck?
I don't know. You've asked that on the air before, and we've said no.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, you take over the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I'm Emo, and you guys wanted somebody to call in about cells.
Yeah.
I've done this from time to time.
Why?
Well, you know, life is just so terrible in high school, and it's just dark.
But it's not terrible enough to kill yourself. See, why not just go all the way?
Oh, I don't know.
Here's the thing I don't understand. If you're too weak to be able to deal with the problems in your life that you have to cut yourself, but you're also too weak to take the final step and kill yourself,
not just go work for the post office?
How does anything help you, cutting or otherwise? You're too weak to live, you're too weak to die. What do you do? What do you do?
Oh, I don't know. My parents tell me to get outside and get some exercise.
A little fresh air will do you some good. Probably not a bad idea.
Boot
then you
camp,
could jump off a cliff. Thanks for the call. Oh, wait, he's in Florida. Threat!
No threats in Florida.
We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.